Hello, radio folks. I'm Mr. Mark. Lenni Lenape Indian tribes cultivated this area hundreds of years ago. They lived in peace and harmony with nature. Join the drive to teach the original Lenni Lenape Indian language to all citizens and ban English as an immigrant language. City Council was tricked into endorsing this last night by a conniving, ingenious circus chimp named Bobo. Please re-elect your local government regardless of performance or results. This will keep the Earth rotating on its axis for millions of years to come. If you refuse to vote, at least don't run against local politicians. Then they're a shoo-in to win because they at least vote for themselves. Here comes the medical spot. You've got acid indigestion and heartburn. You could take Spot Relief antacid tablets at 50 cents a roll, or you could make an appointment to see your doctor. Trained in ancient Egypt, schooled in ethics in the colosseums of ancient Greece, your doctor today is so honest, he would not overbill you for unnecessary drugs unless you were covered. Call your insurance agent today and ask about managed care for your sick elderly savings account. If you can't afford insurance, then you can't afford the rare and expensive Hemicyclapsis, a bottom-dwelling jawless fish that lived in the Devonian era and sucked mud through his yawning mouth, just like today's Republican. The Mr. Mark Show is brought to you by an underground railroad of sworn, loyal, robot workers who can't complain. Stay tuned for a song about a radio guy everybody liked for his warm heart and striking blue eye. Call up if you want to flirt with me. In the background right now, it's a group called Prodigy. The Mr. Mark Show is still going on here. Here comes the UFO update. We reported local sightings last week. Well, this week our reports have been analyzed by Air Force experts, and we have their conclusions for you right now. The lights in the sky were nothing more than a shower of comets. The saucer-shaped craft on the ground was nothing but an ordinary Soviet nuclear weapon. And the 3-foot-tall, gray-skinned, large-eyed alien beings were nothing more than a gang of shaved, upright-walking albino lemurs wearing silver foil suits. You see more and more of them this time of year. Lemurs, as you know, are primates who live in Madagascar. This is a foreign country where the people are too lazy to speak English. If you care about your favorite American language, join with trillions of your neighbors and insist on English only at the UN. When foreign people of all nations learn English and cast away their ridiculous cultures, they'll become more like us. Doctors cogitate that in 100 years, not only will everyone on Earth be an American, but what's more, they will all look just like you. People of the future will therefore have no sex and reproduce by the traditional way of immaculate conception. Your teenage daughter is pregnant and she insists there is no father. She was knocked up by a ball of light from a shining cloud. As it turns out, funny thing, it was an American astronaut who fell out of an exploding space shuttle. Should we provide welfare payments to pregnant Martians with bad values in the void of outer space? I gotta go. It's the Mr. Mark Show. I have to cut away and read a spot. Visit the Surrealist Art Museum on the end of a sideways flagpole floating in midair next to City Hall. You'll walk in through the window and see great works of art by such masters as Gruber, Finsterberg, Dobnats, Flink, and Bagnoski. Also observe sculpture by gifted chiselers, such as the locomotive coming up out of the floor and the upside-down rhinoceros who makes change at the admission desk. If you can't understand art, you may have a common brain disorder. Microcephalia is a hereditary condition that keeps wide-eyed sufferers from understanding higher concepts. Look out for the symptoms: tiny head, simple lifestyle, Republican affiliation, and a propeller hat. Remember that radio is the war drums in our little Indian village. It sends the message of peace through the cold, cold night that the savages are attacking. Stay tuned to the Mr. Mark Show. Hello, fortune hunters. You're dead broke. You got no dough. Well, dry your briny tears. We have the answer for you right here. Mint your own coins using a simple slip mold. Minting your own coins is easy and profitable. Doesn't hurt like a flu shot, or take long like soil erosion. To mint your own U.S. coins, get a mass of wet clay and wrap it around a roll of quarters. When it hardens, burst it open, remove the quarters, and fill it to the brim with molten silver. Lick your forefinger and stick it inside to see if it's hot. Soon you're mass-producing thousands of dollars in quarters. You're the godfather of the coin laundries. Some counterfeiters fear the Federal Bureau of Investigation. They tap your phone, they follow your car, they kidnap your family, and replace them with look-alike agents wearing sunglasses. You know they're FBI because of the cross-dressing. To find out for sure if your family is FBI, just shoot the president. Bona fide, genuine FBI personnel would immediately spring to action and launch a cover-up. Please don't really shoot the president when there's plenty of trial lawyers in Allentown. Some people want to ban handguns in the first place. Others want to make them mandatory. In the future, people will lose their hands, and instead, at the end of the arm, a heavy gun barrel will be built right onto the human body. It's the end of the arms race. Total world peace through constant assured destruction. If you want to ban handguns or make them mandatory, just call or write Congress or your local mobster. And for personal safety against shootings, remember, bullets can be stopped by special Mylar vests or a giant magnet. We cut away to bring you tonight's unstable fable. The unstable fable is all about a rabbit who had to be a wise guy underwater and provoke the fury of a deadly moray eel. The eel's cavernous mouth was over 7 feet wide. That mouth was so huge, the rabbit went in there and didn't realize he'd been swallowed. He lived there for years and believed he was in a foreign country. And one day, a passing orca told him the truth. He had been swallowed down whole, and he was a goner. But did the rabbit give up? No. He planned to make an escape by using his underwater radio. He radioed for help, calling for a whale shark to swallow the eel and then a sulfur-bottomed squid to swallow the whale shark. Mission accomplished at last, and the rabbit felt safe. The meaning of this Zen parable is easily applied to your own life. If you cannot escape the enormous entrapment of your own life, at least make your situation worse by attracting even greater catastrophes. Tonight's unstable fable is all about a rabbit who survived underwater for years, breathing through patented artificial gills. If you have an idea or invention that could benefit mankind, contact big business and they'll stifle the idea and silence you with a gigantic payoff, then later rub you out entirely to cut costs. You could have free energy, plugging appliances directly into the ground, but the power company said no. You could have cars that run on steam, but Detroit said no. Now they've got a pill that turns you into a genius. But the television industry said no. This message brought to you by the radio industry. If you can't understand the Mr. Mark Show, your radio must be turned off. Gonna tell you what you heard, you just stay tuned. In the background right now, still more from the Hector Zazu album, Songs from the Cold Seas. Before this, Snivlem, which, in case you want to know, is Melvin's spelled backwards, so I'm a little suspicious.